subscribe to love. So love sometimes feels in a distance. In other words, love being our true self, our true essence, our godly self, our I am presence, our Christ self, our Buddha self. Love is what's happening. So love is a vibrational essence or reality that is coming to make us sing. And so we want to remember when they say sing, it's a vibrational request. So just imagine you're coming in, you're hustling and bustling, but you're in choir practice. And so then you hear like the first note and you sort of know what to do. You go into your natural lifestyle of love. So as we join in our highest reflection, so our highest reflection is we're dropping the mind, we're dropping all of our linear hustle and bustle, and we're serving the Most High. So the Most High is our glorious presence. In other words, it's our aspect of our divine self that's coming to make itself known, that's coming into the present, that's coming into full extreme. So full extreme is I can function in life through all of my achievements, through all of my to and fro, from this highest placement, from this highest knowing, that I can allow that love to orchestrate, to, how would I say that, sort of like deliver all that I am, all that I know. So what we're doing is we're dropping the past state. We live out of our past linear story, whether we understand that or not. And this is the whole point. It's like we're going beyond our past understanding of self. So as you will allow yourself to arrive, allowing yourself to arrive is you're being lifted to a new orchestration of love, to a new orchestration of self, to a new place of love's arrival, where you're being joined with. So joined with is your higher self knows exactly how to order your pronouncement, how to bring you into love's arrival, how to assert your best love's consideration. So when we're saying this, the spiritual DNA is being activated in all of its glorious assumption. In other words, it absolutely knows what to do. It absolutely knows that it's heard. It absolutely knows that it's time for its full expression now. So when they say now, it's a little bit of a startle and it's a little bit of a, what was that? Because it's bringing us into love's arrival in this very moment, in this very presence, in this very atmosphere. And so as we allow ourselves to be risen, so to be risen, remember singing, moving into a higher frequency, moving into a higher velocity, moving into a higher sequencing, that, what to say that, it's almost like you have angel wings or you have balloons that are carrying you or you're being lifted up so that you can see. And so as we honor love's arrival, it's none of the old arguing, frustrating, challenging, conflict, duality really is in your midst, because you've risen above that false sense of poverty, of separation. So we're allowing this to take place in a moment's notice. In other words, all we do is say yes. We're saying yes to love's arrival. We're saying yes to our future destiny. So our future destiny is sort of like you go to a psychic or whatever, and oh, I see this in your future. Well, the reason we see this in your future is because it's not so very far away. In other words, it's a parallel reality that is soon to exist. This is so important we understand. It's not like a fable. It's not a wish like, oh, you know, in another lifetime. The reason it's being seen, the reason it's being felt, the reason it's being quantified is so that you can dream it in. So they're showing me the card of dreams coming true, we are the ones that make those dreams coming true. We are the ones that are, that make love possible. We are the ones that agree with that parallel reality in the now present, because we're saying yes to love. So when we're saying yes to love, we drop all of those tallies for and against us, for and against everyone else. Like, it's just not seen, it's just not possible, because love is the way. And so they're saying, like, won't you join us? So when we're joining the Masters of Love's Arrival, remember, we're sealing our fate. We're joining with our highest notion, our highest placement, our highest advisory, our highest source. So this source is combining with all that we now understand our life to be, all that we have now understood up to now. All of the people and places and things are now, it's sort of like some of these energies are going into retreat. So when we had to forgive, and we're already forgiving from the onset, when we had to believe in ourselves, and we're already believing from the onset. So in other words, when we offer that proactive assignment, that readiness, that placement, that place beyond false seeing, we come home at last, so that all that we are now ready to align with, all that we are now ready to say yes to, becomes full pleasuring. So in other words, we're agreeing to it through alignment, we're agreeing to it through our heavenly dance, we're agreeing to it through our heavenly exchange. So our heavenly exchange is, we're agreeing with the beloved, we're agreeing with our higher self, we're agreeing with our I Am presence in long-lasting victory. So in other words, it's here to stay. It's not like, well, let me just visit you for a moment, I'll come back when I'm ready. We're ready now. We're ready now, as we will first believe. So we're believing in our holy arrivement, and our holy arrivement is our true placement. So when we call upon the Masters, we're part of that grouping. We're part of that awareness. And that's what we're deciding upon. That's what we're agreeing to. That's what we're distributing to our consciousness of love's arrival. So everything that we now see, we're parting ways with fear and allowing ourselves to dance. So in other words, we are here welcoming all of life home. So to welcome all of life home, we must be forgiven. In other words, we're receiving ourselves with love. And that love is being offered to the many. So remember, it's got to come through our awareness, come through our consciousness, in order to be heard, in order to be given, in order to be evenly exchanged. So allow your complete transformation to be orchestrated and delivered now. So again, the reason it's like, what are the words? What are the words? Because we're just in the atmosphere of love, and it's beyond words. It's beyond words. So this is where we're taking ourselves beyond time. We do this very easily because we already are all of love's happening. In other words, we already are our I Am presence. What we're learning to do is to align with that in our full mastery of understanding. So it's a choice making of love's consideration. So the most important part of all of this is our willingness to receive love back now. All of the lower consciousness, all of the lower mind is, it's a lower consciousness beyond love's true knowing. In other words, it doesn't understand who we actually are, who everyone else is. And so when we allow ourselves to dance, when we allow ourselves to be given, we're allowing love in full orchestration without any past, without any boundaries, without any conflicts. allowing that love to be stimulated, allowing the DNA to be registered, awakened. Allowing all bitterness towards self or others to dissipate, to be not even a possible consideration in this higher state of divine union. Let it be blessed and multiplied for all to receive, for all to acquire. May we all move into this new state of reality with ease, with grace, in this now moment forever. So it is. And so it is. So